This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran is responsible for an attack on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. The tankers were attacked and left adrift Thursday in the Gulf, a major shipping lane for much of the world's oil supplies. Iran has said it would block that strait if it cannot sell its oil because of U.S. sanctions. Pompeo said Tehran is connected with a spate of recent attacks on the strait and other interests in the Gulf.
Taken as a whole, these unprovoked attacks present a clear threat to international peace and security, a blatant assault on the freedom of navigation, and an unacceptable campaign of escalating tension by Iran.
Pompeo said his assertions were based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to carry out the attacks, and recent similar attacks by Iran. Last month, the United States accused Tehran of using mines to attack four oil tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates, an accusation that Iran has denied. President Donald Trump is facing criticism from both political parties after saying that he's open to accepting political dirt on a political opponent from a foreign power. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
I thought I was done being shocked at anything President Trump could or would say.
But Delaware's Chris Coons is.
Everybody in the country should be totally appalled by what the president said.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats saying the president's essentially inviting more election interference next year.
It would strike at the very heart of our democracy.
Mitt Romney is among the Republicans calling out the president, who defended himself this morning, tweeting he talks about everything with foreign countries and it would be ridiculous to have to tell the FBI about all his contacts. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. 9 people were killed and 13 others wounded in a suicide blast at a police checkpoint in eastern Afghanistan Thursday. Provincial officials said security personnel and officials are among the victims of the attack in Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province that borders Pakistan. A police spokesman told VOA a senior police commander was among those killed. The local branch of the Islamic State group, known as Khorasan Province, claimed responsibility for plotting the attack. ISKP militants have strong bases in parts of Nangarhar and neighboring Kunar Province. They routinely carry out attacks against pro-government security forces as well as Afghan civilians. A World Health Organization official says there has been no known person-to-person spread of Ebola in Uganda, where 2 people have died from the disease this week. Dr. Mike Ryan, the head of the WHO's emergency department, said that he expected Uganda to approve the use of experimental drug treatments, that is, that will be shipped in the coming days. He added that there has been no panic reaction so far to cases there.
Ebola moves. Ebola moves the way people move. People move, Ebola moves. Disease moves with people. So there was always a risk, especially given the familial and business links across that border.
The WHO's emergency committee will meet on Friday to decide whether the Ebola outbreak constitutes an international emergency, which could lead it to make recommendations on travel or trade. A 5-year-old boy and his 50-year-old grandmother died of the disease in Uganda this week after arriving from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Officials in Uganda have repatriated the rest of their family back to DRC. The family of former Boston Red Sox baseball star David Ortiz says he's slowly improving after sustaining serious injuries in a shooting attack. AP's Jennifer King reports.
The wife of the former Boston Red Sox star known as Big Poppy, David Ortiz, says her husband remains in guarded condition at a Boston hospital and continues to heal and make progress. Tiffany Ortiz released a statement through the Red Sox, and she thanked the man who drove Ortiz to the hospital after he was attacked and shot in his native Dominican Republic. She also thanked the medical team in the Dominican Republic who took care of him before he was moved to Boston. 6 people have been detained in connection with the shooting. One of the suspects being sought in the shooting is believed to be a man wanted by Pennsylvania authorities on a similar charge of attempted homicide. I'm Jennifer King.
Oil prices jumped after the attacks on the tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Stock prices followed them higher. As Wall Street closed in positive territory, the Dow was up 0.39%, the S&P added 0.41%, the NASDAQ closed 0.57% higher. For more, visit our website. I'm David Berg, VOA News.